So this morning, in our scripture passage, na kung saan ay binasa ni, I think, Kuya Oscar, tama ba? Tama ba, Kuya Oscar? So talagang nandun yung drive that we should ponder dito po sa ating passage. So dalawang text yung ating nabasa comes from Acts chapter 20. And yung pangalawa po ay Psalm chapter 1 verses 1 to 6. So yung Acts 20, 17 to 24, binasa na po natin. So kanina po, binati ko po kayo ng good morning. Tingnan niyo po yung mga katabi niyo ngayon. Good pa talaga ang morning nila? Totoo ba na good? Okay. So once again, good morning, children of God. Sabihin niyo rin sa katabi ninyo. Okay, so we are inspired to be part of God's family. We are all children of God. So now, dito po sa ating passage sa Book of Acts, bibigyan ko lang po kayo ng konting background, no? Konting background about this book. The Book of Acts actually records three familiar different missionary journey of Apostle Paul na tinake niya throughout Asia Minor. Actually, ito yung common, no? Yung medyo familiar sa atin, yung three missionary journeys. Pero may mga journey pa siya na ginawa, no? During his life dito po. So sa Asia Minor, Asia Minor was a meeting point for travelers passing Asia and Europe. So today, if you would look at it into our map, so it is the part of the country na nagngangalang Turkey. So yun po ang nasa map natin, yung sa Asia Minor. So here, Apostle Paul is spreading the good news. Spreading the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. When we get in, dito po sa ating passage in Acts chapter 20, he is just finishing his third missionary journey. Medyo nagtatapos na siya dito po sa part ng third missionary journey niya. That's why binasa po natin ang Acts 20, 17 to 24. I pray na bukas po ang inyong mga Bible. And of course, we have mamaya sa ating screen. So in this passage, Paul is delivering his farewell speech. Farewell speech to the elders from Ephesus that he compares living out one's Christian life to that of running a race. Running a race is used to describe the Christian life. Dito po sa passage natin by the Apostle Paul. So living a Christian life is like running a race. Like running a race. Pero bibigyan pansin po natin, ano ba yung race na ito? Kasi when we think of a race, sa definition itself, it is a competition between runners, sometimes mga animals, horses, no? Sometimes vehicles, etc. Competition. Pag race, may mananalong isa. Sa Olympics, tama, may gold, bronze, silver and bronze. Isa lang nagwawagi. Pero it's different in this race according to the scripture. So, in the biblical view, this race, however, is not a competition with others. Tingnan nyo nga yung katabi nyo ulit. Hindi po kayo sabihin mo, hindi ako nakikipagkompetensya sa'yo. Hindi ako nakikipag-unahan sa'yo. This is not a competition with others, but rather, the runners is competing with only their own past achievements. Do you get it? Ang kalaban po natin dito is ourselves. Bibigyan ko po kayo ng konting background. In the military service, kung familiar kayo sa military service, they have what they call physical fitness test. Na kung saan, once you enter the service, meron kang record ng iyong physical fitness test. Kung ano yung nakuha mong level. How many push-up in, kung bata ka pa, 18 minutes, or 60 push-ups, sit-up rather, 60 sit-up, 40 push-ups in 2 minutes? Kaya niyo po ba yan? Then, running, we have, or they have, they call 3.2 kilometer run. So starting with the service, siyempre bata ka pa with your age, younger, you are strong. Dapat ma-accomplish mo yung 3.2 kilometers sa loob ng 18 minutes. Pero along the way, when you get older, iba na po yung iyong strength. So, nandun pa rin. Every 6 months, they do physical fitness test. So, dapat mapasa mo yun in order to prolong your service. So, kung medyo maedad ka na, 40 plus, 45 up, yung 3.2 kilometers, instead of 18 minutes, bibigyan ka nila ng 25 minutes. So, dapat matapos mo yon. Bahala ka. You can walk. You can sprint. You can sprint sa takbuhan. Paano mo i-achieve yon? Basta yung goal mo, pasok doon sa 25 minutes. So, ginagawa nila yon usually June and December. So, ngayon, magdi-December na. So, nagpre-prepare na naman ang mga military personnel natin sa Philippines. So, ganun po. Kalaban mo rito ang iyong sarili. Yung record mo. Same thing with our work. Lahat po tayo rito may work. No? So, sa mga parents. Ano ba ang achievement mo last year? So, yun yung ihihit mo. Dapat, same pa rin or mas higit pa. Yun yung competition mo. Kasi kung nag-go under ka dun sa criteria mo, palagay ko baka may memo ka sa boss mo. Tama ba? Of course, sa mga businesses, they have their what we call the key performance indicator. Sa mga business, nandyan yan, nakapost sa kanilang wall. Eto, may mga graph. This year, this month, then this month, pababa tayo. Sa mga boss, nagbi-meeting kayo. What should we do to achieve that same figures last year? In your family, ganun din. Naalala niyo po ba nung maliit pa yung mga anak niyo? Sinong makaka-relate dito? Naglalagay kayo ng tape measure sa wall? May 3 feet? 4 feet? 5 feet? Gambilis tumangkad ng anak ko ah. Kasi meron kayong record. So doon yung competition natin. Sa mga health conscious, nagre-record ba kayo ng inyong timbang? Ayan, titi ba, weighing scale. Whoop! Record. Sana last next month. Ito, yung weighing scale lang ang medyo maganda. Gusto nyo ibaba. No? Pero iba naman na medyo mababa yung timbang, of course, they goal to increase their weight. So nandun. Sa church, ganun din. Kung kontento na kayo sa inyong numbers, numerically, okay rin naman siguro. But kailangan meron pa rin kayong goal. No? Na lahat ng mga seats dito empty, dapat may mga nakaupo. Next few months, next few years. So yun po yung race na ginagawa po natin in our Christian life. Yun po yung tinutukoy dito sa ating passage. At maganda pa rito, we are not doing this, competing the race sa ating Christian life with our own selves. But we will compare it to Jesus Christ. To Jesus Christ. So dapat meron tayong goal na ma-meet natin yung standard ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Comparing only to Jesus Christ, the originator and perfecter of our faith. Kaya nga yung term na tinatawag na Christ-likeness. Christ-likeness. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, we being transformed into Christ-likeness. So Christ-likeness is God's goal for all who trust in God. Yun po yung ultimate goal ng ating Panginoong Diyos. And that should be our goal also. Kamusta po kayo, brothers and sisters? Same din ba ang goal nyo?
na maging kahalintulad or makuha natin yung standard ni Jesus Christ. And that should be sa ating mga personal na buhay. So brothers and sisters, as we run the race of our Christian life, here in verse 24, kung ma-flash natin yung ating passage, Acts 20, verse 24, ang sabi po dito, "But none of these things move me, nor I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ." A statement of Paul summarizing his passion for the way he views his life. So very interesting, dear friends. May this be our statement also as we run the race, as we run our Christian life. But not only a statement. May this be our prayer. May this be our prayer as we continue to run our Christian life. Friends, God is calling you. God is calling us to full commitment to the cause of the ministry. We should then think of the church as kingdom outpost. Kingdom outpost. Kung nasa Pinas kayo, kung na-remember, nandun pa kayo dati, marami kayong mga barangay outpost. Yung mga tano, di ba? So, saan yan na-locate? Kada corner, kada street. So ngayon, dito sa Winnipeg, na-notice ko, isa sa mga napansin ko, each church, or each block may church, no? At marami pa ang nabilang ko na Christian church. Di ba? Sabi ko, wow, ang Winnipeg, napakabait. Daming Christian churches. Di ba? So, daming outposts. So, we should think of the church as kingdom outposts. A place where the authority of Christ rests upon the people of God. So, therefore, local church ministry, rightly understood, is ultimate kingdom ministry. Kingdom ministry. We are about advancing or building God's kingdom. So pag sinabi nating ministry, we are advancing and building God's kingdom. So in order to do that, advancing God's kingdom or building God's kingdom, we must know our role in today's church ministry. Our role in today's church ministry. Nandiyan po sa inyong program. Program natin po sa outline. So, role in today's ministry. So when we say role, it is the function assumed or part played by a person in a particular situation. So what's our function? What's our part sa ministry? What's our role in our church ministry? So siguro, marami na kayong iniisip, no? Marami na kayong iniisip. So beloved, you often feel that life is a failure unless we're getting a lot of it. Kasi pag ila kang nakukuha sa buhay, parang failure ka. Recognizing fun, recognition, money, material things, success, parang yun lahat ang kumukumpleto. But Apostle Paul considered life is worth nothing unless he used it for God's work. Ministry. In verse 24, sabi, "So that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God." So what he put in his life was far more important than he got out. Or he got out. Here's a question, friends. Which is more important to you? What you get out of life or what you put in it? So I pray that after hearing the message of God, you will have a clear answer to that question. Ministry is seen in the New Testament as service to God and other people in God's name. So yan po yung term na ministry. So, being a child of God, sabi natin kanina, sa opening line ng greetings ko sa inyo, proud kayo na you are a member of the family of God, child of God kayo. So, dapat yung response natin dito po ay talagang mag-i-engage sa ating role. So, when we say ministry, masasabi po natin ito po ay God's farm. Malawak na taniman. Dito po sa inyo, maraming farm lot. Where you can plant, where you can take care, and where you can harvest. Tama po ba? Ganun dapat ang farm. Kasi hindi ka naman magpa-farm kung magpa-plant ka lang and wala. Walang silbi. So dapat meron kang fruits, meron kang harvest. Masarap kaya kumain ng kamatis. Tama ba? Si Ate Gemma dahil kamatis. Nag-share ka pa ng produkto mo. So masarap kumain. Product mo yun eh. So ministry is God's farm. So brothers and sisters, we should involve ourselves to this farm, to the ministry. And to be involved, let's know our role in church ministry or in today's church ministry. Number one role we have in our program, we are seekers. Nandiyan po sa ating mga program. We are seekers. When we say seekers, someone making a search or inquiry to look for, to strive for. So in Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 6, binasa natin kanina, this passage introduces the concept of two contrasting paths, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. In other terms, the way of godly and the ungodly. So it emphasizes the importance of choosing to follow God's teaching and avoiding the influence of ungodly people. So our role is to seek God. And in order to find Him, we need to choose to follow His instruction. Kasi if you're not following instruction, malilito ka, maliligaw ka, kahit na anong hanap mo. So we should follow instruction. Our role is to seek God, brothers and sisters. That's why we are seekers. So paano? A person who seeks God sa verse 1 ng chapter 1 of Psalm. Makikita natin that dito that he separates himself from the world. Nandiyan sa verse 1. Walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. Stands not in the path or way of the sinners. Sits not in the seat of the scornful. Nandiyan sa ating passage. When we say walking, dito po sa verse na to, it refers to following the advice or lifestyle of the ungodly. So, masisikmura nyo pa ba yan? Na kayo ay Christian, tinatawag nyo na kayo ay child of God, children of God, member of God's family, then nag-engage kayo, no? Sa counsel of the ungodly. Standing, pag sinabi mo, it implies taking a more active participation in the way of sinners. So kung ang ginagawa ng sinners, alam mong mali na, pasok ka pa. Sabi sa Ilonggo, ilog-ilog, Tagalog ka. Sita nga Ilonggo rito. So gaya-gaya po tumaya sa Tagalog. Pero yung ginagaya mo mali, alam mo na mali, then yan pa. Gusto nyo ba yon? Brothers and sisters, sabi dyan sa verse 1, ng Psalm chapter 1. Do not do that. Pag sinabi namang sitting, represents fully embracing the lifestyle and mindset of the scornful. Pag sinabi mo scornful, disrespectful, rude, or discontent, no? Or discourteous. Kaya, think of it, sa verse 1, gusto nyo bang mag-engage dyan sa way ng ungodly? But thank the Lord, eto yung verse 2. Sa chapter 2, verse 1. Sabi dito, a person who seek God seeks for himself guidance from the Word. Verse 2, sabi dyan, delights in the law of the Lord. He meditates on it day and night. So saan ba natin makikita yung Word of God? No other than in our Bible, in our Scripture. Kamusta po ang inyong mga Bible? Dala niyo po ba mga Bible niyo ngayon? Si ate yan, may dala lagi. Pero, ibang tanong, dala niyo po ba yung application Bible niyo sa inyong cellphone? Tama po? You have application. Pero ito po, ang difference. Bibigyan ko lang kayo ng difference. The Bible itself na meron tayo, yung old school na tinatawag natin, yan yung laging dinadala. Lagi noong unang panahon. Pero ngayon, gadget na. So, medyo may konting problem lang ako. I don't know dun sa inyong view. Pero sa akin, medyo may konting problem lang ako sa gadget. Kasi, yung gadget, nandun yung Bible mo, application. No? Pero nandun din yung mga messages ninyo. Nandun din yung mga Facebook na nakikita nyo. At sa mga Facebook, sa social media, iba't ibang mga senaryo ang nakikita nyo. May entertaining, may teaching, pero sad to say, mas marami ang negative. Ang hindi maganda. Ang mga bad news. Lalo na worldly things. So, imagine that. You have your Bible, tapos yun din yung same gadget na ginagamit mo na paninira mo, or wag naman sana, no? Wag kayo manira ng kapwa. Kasi doon nyo rin minsan ginagamit yan. So, biro mo, hinalo nyo yung Word of God dun sa gadget. So, parang sa akin, view ah. Pero you have also your own view. Pero sa akin, medyo may question lang ako, no? Pero kung outside naman, walang problema yon. Instant, pwede. Wala akong Bible eh, so meron ako application. Okay yun. Pero dito po sa verse 2 ng Psalm chapter 1, we are encouraged to delight and give meditation day and night. When we say meditate, talagang ito ay nagbibigay ng meaning to actively engage doon sa Word of God. Not just reading, but also pondering, applying the Word of God, and praying sa ating buhay. So this deep engagement with God's Word is a key aspect of living a blessed and fruitful life. So kung kayo ay nasa farm ng ating Panginoong Diyos, pag ginawa nyo to, you seek guidance through the Word of God, nandun po yung fruit ninyo. Nandun po ang inyong pag-ani. So, masarap po basahin lagi at pag-aralan ang salita ng Panginoong Diyos. Hindi naman po lahat kaya nating basahin o intindihin, but the important thing, ginagawa po natin ito as part of our Christian life, as part of the race nating tinatakbo. So sa verse 3 ng Psalm chapter 1, he is like a tree. Kapag ginawa natin to, he is like a tree, sabi po dito, a tree as a powerful metaphor for a life rooted in God's Word. Just as a tree needs a constant water supply to thrive, a righteous person also needs the nourishment of God's Word to flourish. So, brothers and sisters, we are seekers of God. So, huwag natin babaliwalain dahil dito natin una makikita ang Panginoong Diyos sa kanyang Biblia. And then, it follows with verses 4 hanggang 5 or 6. We have the description here of the ungodly, or yung tinatawag nating wicked. He is like a chaff, without strength when the wind blows or the wind comes, without stand when the judgment comes, without escape when the kingdom comes. In fact, Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 17, verse 27 particularly, emphasizes the importance of seeking God, stating God's intent for people to seek Him. So, encounter din po ito ni Apostle Paul. No? At encouragement niya rin po ito sa atin. He highlights that God is not distant or unknowable, but rather desire a relationship with humanity. Sabi dyan, basahin ko sa inyo ang verse 27, Acts 17, as that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each one of us. So dito, sinabi ng Apostle Paul na God is near. Malapit lang po ang Panginoong Diyos. Huwag po natin iisipin na napakalayo na niya. Nagiging malayo lang siya kung may mga hindrances po sa ating Christian life. Tayo po ang lumalayo, hindi yung Panginoon. So, God is near. So the phrase, seek the Lord, dito po sa Acts 17:27, is not merely a suggestion, but it's a call. It's a call to action. It implies an active pursuit of God, not just a passive acknowledgement. This seeking is motivated by understanding that God is accessible and God desires a relationship with humanity. So, brothers and sisters, seek God, for He is dear to everyone. And through seeking, we can find Him. Marami po tayong mga passages about seeking God. Siguro may iwan ko sa inyo before we go to our second point. Eh, yung favorite passage niyo, Matthew 6:33. Ilan sa inyo ang pinangahawakan yung verse na yon? O, ang nagsasabi dito, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, yeah, and all these things shall be added to you. Napakasarap. Pero hindi nyo makukuha yon if you will not seek the Lord. So this instructs us to prioritize God's kingdom and righteousness above all place, above all else. It's promised that when this is done, God will provide for our needs. Pero kung hindi natin nagawa yon, you think God will provide all your needs? No. Take note dyan, no? So hindi ko na masyadong expound yan, pero ang nakalagay dyan is need, no? Yung ating needs. So lahat po ba natin, gusto, o lahat po ba tayo gusto yon? Lahat tayo gustong ma-provide ang ating needs ng ating Panginoon. Amen? Therefore, let's do our role in today's ministry. Seek God, for we are seekers. Second, our role in this church ministry or in today's ministry, not only seekers but servers in your program, servers. Pag sinabi mo servers, a person or thing that provides service or commodity. So Acts chapter 20, verses 17 to 24, ito po yung ating scripture passage na kung saan po Paul's outlined his principle for serving God, emphasizing humility, tears, trials as integral parts of ministry. And here we can see Paul's manner of life, especially in verse 19. So verse 19, Paul describes his manner of life as serving the Lord with humility. Serving the Lord with humility, sabi sa ating screen, with many tears and trials. Natatakot ba kayo doon sa phrase na yun, no? Serving the Lord with humility, with many tears and trials. So medyo nakakatakot, pero dito po, he emphasizes his selfless service and acknowledges the hardship he faced, particularly from the plot of the Jews. So Paul highlights also his dedication and commitment to his ministry and his faith. So here in verse 19, Paul encourages us to run the race with humility and endurance. Bakit endurance? Kailangan nyo ng endurance para ma-overcome
yung tears and trials. Kasi kung mahina po kayo, puro iyak po tayo. Kung mahina po tayo, wala tayong tulong ng ating Panginoong Diyos, hindi po natin ma-overcome ito. So, in-encourage tayo ni Apostle Paul to run the race, to do our Christian life with humility and endurance dito sa verse 19. So, it doesn't matter how you start the race. Kasi nabanggit natin kanina, yung race is sa sarili nyo po. Hindi po kayo nakikipagkompetensya sa katabi ninyo. So it doesn't matter kung how you started your Christian life, but what matters most is how you finish your race. Yun yung nagmamatter. Kung paano mo to tinakbo. With all humility, sabi dyan sa verse 19, this points to Paul's modest approach. Yan na po ang kanyang approach. With many tears, huwag po tayo matakot dito because this reveals the emotional depth of Paul's ministry. Dito po sa verse 19. Suggesting he was moved by compassion for those he served and the challenges they faced. So nandun din yung trials. No? This acknowledges the difficult circumstances Paul endured, including opposition and persecution from the Jewish leader. If you would notice dyan sa inyong program, meron pong story. Napapansin niyo po ba yung mga programs yun? Meron pong story. No? Dyan sa bandang loob, sabi dyan, suffering and imprisonment. So dun pa lang, mababasa mo na, oh, napakalungkot. No? Kasi dito sa inyong program, talagang makikita natin na nandun yung persecution, no? Nandun yung discrimination. Pero with the help of God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and through our Lord Jesus Christ, pagtagumpayan po ito. So running the race is, because we will consider it not easy, but running the race of our Christian life will make us happy. Paano? If we continue to serve the Lord, if we continue to seek the Lord. So beloved, this verse, verse 19 of Acts chapter 20, encourages us to cultivate a servant's heart, prioritizing the needs of others and serving with humility and compassion and endurance. So it challenges us to examine our motives for service. Check your motives sa inyong paglilingkod sa Diyos. Dapat meron po tayong servant's heart. So brothers and sisters, may this part sa ating role will exemplify the greatness and goodness of our God. So Paul's example calls us to live a life that reflects the character of Christ, marked by humility, compassion, and resilience in the face of challenges. Sa ating Christian life, marami pa po tayong mapagdadaanan. Marami pa pong tears and trials. But by the help of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the help of God through the Holy Spirit, we will overcome all of this. Do you agree? We will overcome all the tears, all the trials sa ating buhay. So, marami po tayong pwedeng isipin sa paglilingkod sa Diyos. Hindi ibig sabihin when we serve God sa church lang. No? Sa church, marami rin problema kasi. No? In reality, nandyan minsan, nag-aaway-aaway yung mga leaders, pastor mismo sa leaders, or yung mga members sa kabilang members. May mga grupo-grupo, ba? So, may mga ganong pagkakataon, pero nawa, yung ganong situation will not make your race fail. Instead, magiging lesson yon and encouragement mo to reach the goal na ma-overcome natin. Sa family, ganun din. We are not all perfect. Maging sa trabaho ninyo, may mga konting tears, trials. Ah, yung boss ko, kulit. Yung kasamaan ko, ang kulit. Lord, paano ba ako? So doon, tinitest tayo ng Panginoong Diyos. So brothers and sisters, nawa, we will run our Christian life with humility and endurance. So, the manner of our Christian life will bring a big impact, not to ourselves, but to our God, our Lord. So remember, we are servers. So keep serving God. That's our number two role dito po sa ating passage ngayong umaga. So number one, we are seekers. Number two, we are servers. And number three, we are sharers. Okay? So dito, pag sinabi natin sharers, ito po ay nagbibigay daan sa atin to emphasize the word of God na ipamahagi po natin. So, we have Acts chapter 21 as our passage dito. Ang sabi po dito sa Acts chapter 20 verse 21, so sa ating slide, kung mababasa po natin dito, so basahin ko na lang verse 21, testifying to Jews and also to Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So, the word testifying here sa verse 21 means solemnly declaring and bearing witness to the necessity of repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. So both Jews and Greek, dito po. So declaring, pag sinabi mong declaring, we are saying something. We are sharing. No? Hindi lang naman pag sinabing sharing ay sa material things, but it could come sa ating mga news, mga information. So, pag sinabi kasing Pinoy, yan. Pinoy magaling mag-spread ng mga balita. Ha? Minsan, nauna pa tayo sa news. Tama ba? Nauna pa tayo sa broadcast. No? Kasi galing natin mag-spread. So, pero dito po sa TMEC, tingnan nyo ang mga katabi ninyo, baka natatawa sila. Baka meron silang shinare o ni-spread na news na hindi maganda or nakakatisod sa mga kapatiran. So wag sana ganun. No? We are sharers because of the love of God. So here, it involves not just stating this truth but also urging the great earnestness that repentance and faith are essential. So, i-emphasize po natin dapat when we are sharing. Ano ba ang dapat nating i-share? At ano ba ang dapat nating, sorry to use this term, chismis? Siguro naman, alam niyo naman yung marites, no? Marites. So, ang only news na dapat acceptable na i-share lang natin is about Jesus Christ. Not your neighbor's life, not your boss life. Hindi yun allowed. Ang allowed lang sa atin boldly is to share, spread the news about the gospel, about Jesus Christ. Yun po yung ginawa ni Apostle Paul sa kanyang mga missionary journey. His ministry centered on proclaiming, sharing the gospel of grace, emphasizing repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. He wants to share what he has in the proclamation of the gospel. And also the desire to see the fruit of the preaching of the gospel that results in salvation. I'll repeat that. That results in salvation and edification. So, Paul simply shows his love
for the Lord through the ministry that is entrusted to him. Kaya yun po yung joy na meron si Apostle Paul sa verse 24 kanina sa Acts chapter 20. So that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus Christ. So friends, just like Paul, do you love God? Do you love God? Par mahina. Do you love God? Dapat proud tayo sa mga married. Kasama niyo wife niya rito? Or husband? Do you love your spouse? O, magsagutan kayong dalawa, wag sa akin. Kayong dalawa. So naway, yung love na yon, same thing, or more than. Yung love dapat natin sa Panginoong Diyos. If we love God, we will share His news. We will share Jesus Christ. We will share the gospel. Evangelicals lang ba ang pwede mag-share? Maples Evangelical, tama? The Maples Evangelical Church. Kayo lang ba ang dapat mag-share? Kasi from the word itself, evangelical, spreading the good news, sharing the gospel. No? Sino ba dapat ang mag-share? So, number one, the person na mag-evangelize or mag-share ay yung person who acknowledges and accept what Christ did to him. Yan ang mag-share. Na kayo kaya yon? Okay? A person who becomes a recipient of God's great things. Check niyo sarili nyo. Recipient ba kayo sa great things na pinagkaloob ng Diyos sa inyo? Kayo kaya yon? Every person who become a recipient of God's compassion. Natanggap nyo ba yung compassion ng Panginoong Diyos? So, kung kinonsider nyo ang sarili nyo na nandun, kayo mismo ang magmamarites kay Jesus Christ. Share Jesus Christ to the whole world. No? To the whole world. So, sino ba ang ating share-sharean? At magtatapos po tayo dito. The people to evangelize or to give the message of the gospel, syempre, pa-priority natin, lalayo ka pa ba sa inyong pamilya? Sad to say, reality? Hirap share-an yung kapatid ko? Kasi kilalang kilala ko siya eh. Pero ibang tao, easy lang to. Diba? Tama po ba? So minsan, struggle tayo sa ating inner circle. We look forward dun kaagad sa Jerusalem or sa ibang nation or sa ibang lugar. Pero hindi mo pa na-sharean ang iyong asawa, ang iyong mga anak, kapatid, nanay, tatay, cousins, inner circle. So friends, unahin po natin sila. No? Unahin po natin ang malapit sa atin. Then, we will follow other people. No? Sa ibang mga lugar. Across the streets, sa mga taong namimit po natin, let's share Jesus Christ to them. So, ibig sabihin, hindi lang evangelical. No, hindi ko pinipinpoint ang evangelical, but lahat ng mga nakatanggap ng great things from our God, ng compassion from our God, kailangan mag-share. Baptist ka man, Southern Baptist ka man, charismatic ka man, basta meron kang Kristo sa puso mo. If you receive Jesus Christ sa iyong buhay, binuksan mo ang puso to make Him Lord and Savior, you are the one na kailangan gamitin to share the good news. Just like Paul, nandun po ang kanyang desire to serve and share the Lord. So the product of sharing is the good of man. Paano ko nasabi yon? Because we have the salvation. Good yung salvation sa buhay natin, right? Yun po ay isa sa mga product. Not only that,
next product po ng pag-share natin sa gospel is to glorify our God. His exaltation. So friends, remember always, we are in the farm of our God, in the church ministry, and we should involve ourselves as seekers, as servers, and sharers. Okay? Tignan niyo po ang inyong program. Ano po ang mission statement ng TMEC? Sabay-sabay po natin basahin it, and I will close with this. Sa front, ganda eh. Binilugan ko nga actually. Sabi po dito, ready? Go! To reach out to people for Christ, nurture and discipline them, disciple them to Christ-like maturity, equip them for their ministry in the church and mission in the world for the glory of God. Napakaganda. Pastor Lorenzo, saludo po ako sa iyo at sa leaders ng church na ito. So nawa, lagi niyo po itong tatandaan. You are seekers, you are servers, and you are sharers. So always remember, SSS. Pilipino tayo, kilala niyo yung SSS? May benepisyo sa SSS. Tama po ba? Sino may SSS pa? Na binabayaran niyo pa o nagpapabayad kayo? Bakit? Kasi gusto niyo matanggap yung benefits ng SSS. So dito, we have also benefits. If we seek, we serve, we share God. Kay Apostle Paul, sa ating passage, sa verse 24, nabanggit ko kanina, he finished the race with joy. With joy. Sa atin naman, sino bang nais makarinig na sasabihan ka ng ating Panginoong Diyos, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter to the joy of your master." Di ba? How wonderful. So yun yung benefits po natin. No? Kapag tayo po ay nag-run ng race sa ating Christian life. Not only to that, hindi lang po kay Paul, hindi lang para sa atin, but sa ating Panginoong Diyos. God is glorified when His mighty works of grace are made known through the sharing of the gospel. So you want to glorify God? Chismis nyo na si Jesus Christ. Share Jesus Christ. At nawa, this morning, nasagot po natin yung question kanina. Which is more important to you? Meron na kayong clear answer siguro dito. What you get out of life or what you put in it? So nasa inyo na po ang sagot. So brothers and sisters, nawa ang message na ito ay magpatuloy na maging part ng ating ministry and do our role dito po sa ating church. And I would like to close this message by actually, kumanta po kami na aking brother last time nandito ako. Meron lang problem. Umulan ng napakalakas. Kumusta po yung weather ngayon? So meron lang akong song na gusto kong i-share sa inyo na masasabi kong response song para sa ating lahat, at nawa ang awitin nito ay magbigay encouragement sa ating lahat. To serve, to seek, and to share God.